Hi, this is a dictation for patient Yolanda Nelson, YOLANDANELSON. Date of birth 12/11/1975. Date of accident is 5/30/2024. Date of service is 2/27/2025. The patient is here for a new patient evaluation today. She was referred by her chiropractor and other physicians for a evaluation for further treatment. The patient currently is reporting moderate to severe pain in the area of the neck, mid back, lower back. Neck pain is around 8 to 10, middle back pain is 6, lower back pain is 9. Tailbone areas are also involved and they are also reported to be at 7. No pain is reported in the hips, but there is a moderate pain in the right knee around 7. According to her, the knee pops out of the socket. Left knee has a pain around 5. Patient has a pain in the right shoulder, which is around 6, and she can move the shoulder up to 180 degrees without any restriction or any pain. In the left shoulder, patient can move her shoulder in abduction and forward flexion maximally up to 90 degrees, beyond which she starts having pain. Overall, baseline pain is 8. She also reports of pain in both the elbows to the tune of 5, and she has a limitation in walking, sitting, standing. She has a stiff neck. The whole body, according to her, hurts her. No headaches are reported, no TBI symptoms are reported. The patient reports that all of these symptoms are as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 5/30/2024. The details of the accidents are as follows. On 5/30/2024, the patient was traveling as a passenger in the front seat and no one was in the car. She was parked on the roadside. Accident happened on 5/30/2024 at around 8 p.m. near Family Dollar on 7 Mile and Greenfield. Patient reported that she was sitting in the car in the front seat and was wearing a seatbelt at the time of impact in the front passenger seat. She was restrained and the car was in the parking lot in front of the door of the building. Parking lot was full of water and the other driver hit her on a head-on collision. The airbags did not deploy. Approximate speed of the car was, other car was 40 miles. Her car was at zero speed. She was collided with a Ford car and she herself was in a Nissan Altima. The airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit-and-run accident. Police did not arrive at the scene, but the ambulance arrived at the scene. The other car was a drunk driver, got the ticket. Damage to the car was that other car got stuck to the front head and a bumper of her car. All the lights, headlights, front bumper, hood was all broken. The car was, however, drivable, and there was no damage to the inside of the car. No windows were broken, no damage to the headrest, steering wheel, dashboard was found. Regarding the injuries, patient did not pass out completely. And she hit both hands to the roof. There was no laceration, fracture, or bleeding. She do not remember the entire accident. She was on a phone and she did not expect an accident to happen. So she did not observe anything. Thereafter, the patient went to the Sinai Grace Hospital with the ambulance and x-rays were done. At the time, she was very short of breath, panic, But she was discharged after 4 days. She went to work, could not work at all, could not move, pain was severe. She worked for 12 hours off and on and used to leave early. Then she saw her attorney, Michael Fortner, who connected her with Dr. Rodnick, Adam Rodnick, where she had 20 visits of chiropractic treatment. Now, the chiropractic treatment helped her a lot, but the body became tight and stiff. Total body spasm happened in the entire back. She also started physical therapy 2 times per week, 25 visits she has had. She has seen various doctors. She started going to Northland Radiology and she saw Dr. Kripchak, thereafter Dr. Adam Rodnick, and then Dr. Dhillon, D-H-I-L-L-O-N, for pain management. She also saw Dr. Roberts for her shoulder and knee consultation. For PRP, she saw Dr. Pham. She has been to Providence Hospital 1 time and Harper Hospital 2 times due to these issues. She also reported that she had two injections of PRP to both the shoulders. She has done aquatic treatment, and PCP is Dr. Belts, B-E-L-T-S, B like boy, E-L-T like Tom, S. Sorry, the PRP was not done to the shoulder, but to both the knees, and she reported that 50% improvement happened. History of the presenting illness. Patient denies any headaches. Patient denies any symptoms of TBI at this time. No history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. No vision problem, balance problem, focus problem. No hearing problem, no ringing in the ear, no taste, smell problem, no pain in the head and neck area. No sleepwalking. Further, patient denies any subtle anesthesia. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance. She denies any incontinence of the urine and bowel. She has no major trouble in walking. She is able to walk without any adaptive devices. No weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling are reported. No lethargy. No fatigue. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient currently reports that her pain started immediately after the accident from 5/30/2024 and kept progressing. At this time, she has pain in the neck to the tune of 8 to 10. Mid back is 6. Lower back pain is 9. In the tailbone area, both sides, the pain goes across and it is 7. The pain in the right shoulder is 6, and she can move up to 180 degrees of abduction as well as forward flexion with no pain. In the left shoulder, pain is around 8, and she can move only up to 90 degrees. There is some radiation of pain, possibly from cervical spine to the left upper arm up to the elbow. She also reports pain in both the elbows up to 5 in the bicipital tendon area. In addition, patient has pain in both the knees. At this time, she says right knee is around 7, left is 5. There is a popping out of the socket, according to her, but she has never fallen or lost any balance. She went to emergency room last week at the Providence Hospital for her neck pain, where a tramadol tablets were provided and morphine sulfate injection was given. No x-rays were done. According to her, whole body is hurting her, and she has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMGs at Northland Radiology. And and seen various doctors as well. Dr. Pham is the one who did the PRP. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient says these pains are continuous and they are throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing. Severity of the pain varies from 6 to 9 at this time. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications only. It denies any radiation of pain or radiculopathy in the lower extremities or upper extremities. No numbness, tingling, pains from needle. No muscle weakness is reported, and no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Kindly review the record for the system review. Patient reports of sleep apnea and high blood pressure, but she is not on any CPAP. History of hyperthyroidism, which was cured by radiation. Past surgical history, she had a brain surgery when she was a newborn in Children's Hospital. Allergies to penicillin, sulfur drugs, Cefixime, clindamycin, tobramycin, Benadryl. Family history, a mother is deceased for unknown cause, father is deceased from unknown cause. One brother, no medical problem, no sisters. She is single, lives with someone and sometime with her brother. Regarding the employment, she is a telemetry technician at DMC Hospital. Disability, she is not disabled with the federal government. Attorney, Michael Fortner, F-O-R-T-N-E-R. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The physical examination for Yolanda Nelson is as follows. 49-year-old African-American female, height is 5'4", weight is 320 pounds. With a blood pressure of 146 over 101. Pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99, temperature 98.1. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases at this time. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor. She is obese, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological examination, which is completely normal. Musculature examination reveals the following. There is a paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 with no trigger points. And quadratus lumborum spasm is noticed bilaterally. Trapezius muscle is not in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, the entire spine is normal. Curvature and alignment, no scars are noticed. On palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 without any trigger points. 1+ hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, bilateral extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test was positive, destruction test was positive, Toto-Hall test positive, thoracic spine Roos test and slump test were found negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative, stiff leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. Camp test is positive. Breger test is negative. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints are mildly tender. And standing flexion test is positive. Iliocompression test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Faber test positive bilaterally. Grendelberg sign is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, except for both shoulders and both elbows and both knees, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the description from the template. The examination of the right shoulder is completely normal. Inspection is revealing completely normal shoulder on the right side. And range of motions are completely normal with minimal pain. Muscle strength are normal, 5x5. Reflexes distally are normal, bicipital biceps reflex, brachioradialis reflex, and triceps reflexes are normal. The Hawking-Kennedy test was negative. Speed test, near test are negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is negative. Regarding the left shoulder, the patient reports a baseline pain of 8, and range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction, maximally beyond which patient experienced severe pain. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. The MTBRCAN test is positive. Near test positive. Speed test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test negative. And motor power is 4x5. Elbow joints are bilaterally are intact. No fractures. Dislocations are noticed. No contusion or any other finding. Medial and lateral epicondyle are non-tender, and olecranon process is non-tender. Distally, both the wrist and hands are appearing completely normal with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures. No, there is no atrophy of thenar prominences. Motor power is 4x5 in the left, 5x5 in the right. The carpotunnel compression test was conducted. Tinel sign, Phelan sign are negative or bilaterally. Regarding the hip joint are completely normal. The examination of the both knees is as follows. Both the knees are normally appearing without any scar, erythema or effusion. No tenderness was noticed. No swelling, asymmetry. Patient is able to walk well on the knees. No crepitus grinding noise is heard. And the range of motions are completely normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 5x5. No valgus varus abnormality noticed. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension negative. The diagnosis. Please review the diagnosis that is being enclosed. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been ordered to have following medications: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and sleep. Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety related. Zoloft is provided, 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, depression, panic, and other issues. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, head, and neuropathic pain. Dendrosin lotion was provided for topical pain relief. Patient was referred back to Dr. Adam Rodnick, chiropractor, to continue his part of the treatment. Maps were reviewed and the labs were reviewed. Patient was ordered physical therapy 2 times a week to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and both elbows, both knees. As patient wants it, patient feels that it is improving. Even acupuncture is advised. Aquatherapy, traction massage is advised. Home treatment is exercise advised as well. The patient was provided no disability, as she is getting the disability from her chiropractic doctor. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Because I believe there is an underlying issue of anxiety and over exaggerating of her symptoms. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are as follows. She has EMG was done on 8/5/2024, was found to be completely negative. Her MRI for cervical spine could not be done as she was moving a lot. The EMG for the upper extremity, which was done on 8/5/2024, was found negative. A CT scan of the right knee was done on 7/29/2024. Shows degenerative spurring, moderate to severe narrowing of the medial tibiofemoral joint compartment in the left knee. And in the right knee, degenerative spurring is present, moderate to severe narrowing of the medial tibiofemoral joint compartment. CT scan of the left shoulder, dated 7/29/2024, was done, shows mild glenohumeral arthrosis with subarticular cystic changes along the inferior aspect of the glenoid fossa. Mild to moderate degenerative changes, AC joint, loose body in the long head of biceps tendon, sleeve, and subcoracoid region. CT scan of the right shoulder shows mild degenerative changes AC joint and reactive cystic changes along the greater tuberosity. CT scan of the cervical spine was done and it shows degenerative osteoarthritis changes only. CT scan of the lumbar spine dated 7/29/2024 shows degenerative spurring with suggestion of disc bulge from L2-3 to L5-S1, moderate bone spinal canal stenosis at L4-L5, neural foramina narrowing at L4-L5, and left neural foramina narrowing L5-S1, facet arthropathy in the lower lumbar spine. An MRI of the lumbar spine was done on April 15th, 2025. At L1 and L2, there is a disc hydration, slight disc bulge, facet hypertrophy. L2-3, there is a disc hydration, mild diffuse disc bulging, facet hypertrophy. L3-4, left foramina disc herniation measuring approximately 4 millimeter, facet hypertrophy. L4-L5, there is a slight disc dehydration and grade 1 anterior spondylolisthesis, bulging of the disc with a cranially extruded central herniation up to 5 millimeter with facet hypertrophy. L5-S1, there is a disc dehydration, broad-based herniated disc up to 5.5 millimeters with facet hypertrophy. An MRI of the left shoulder is also done on May 7th, 2025. The moderate glenohumeral joint arthrosis with moderate to high grade chondral loss over inferior glenoid and medial and superior medial humeral head, superior labral tear, full thickness tear of the anterior supraspinatus tendon at the footprint, small glenohumeral joint effusion, moderate AC joint arthrosis. Interventional pain procedures, we recommend that patient should have significant improvement with serial steroid injections to the left shoulder times 4 and possibly PRP and possibly surgery. Since she has a complete resection of the anterior supraspinous tendon, she'll benefit from 4 to 6 injections for lumbar epidural steroid injections. MRI for the cervical spine and thoracic spine are not done and has no recommendation for that area. Referral to orthopedic surgeon, yes, she should consult orthopedic surgeon. She has already seen Dr. Roberts, and she was provided a PRP to both the knees. However, the left shoulder will require surgical correction. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care non-warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed from various physicians. However, the records from Dr. Radins were not available, and Dr. Kripchak and Dr. Rodnick records were reviewed and incorporated. Investigation. An MRI for the cervical spine is indicated, but his patient was not stable. DMEs. Patient, I believe, has onlux light therapy she's doing, and I'm sure she has all the back brace, knee brace, and etc. Education is yes. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.